Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, editing the Full Circle Podcast, Part 4, Assembly.
Hello world, and welcome to our show on Hacker Public Radio. This is part 4 in our series on producing the podcast. We've prepped, recorded, and edited all the segments. It's time to bolt it all together to try to produce something greater than the sum of its parts. This is The Assembly.
The Full Circle Podcast is the companion to Full Circle Magazine, the independent magazine for the Ubuntu community. Find us at fullcirclemagazine.org/podcast.
Editing the Full Circle Podcast, Part 4, Assembly. First, I'd better introduce you to a couple of radio terms. Bed. A bed is an instrumental track, or a continuous sound effect, that's used as background for a content segment. There's one playing under this definition right now. A bumper is a pre-recorded audio element, consisting of voiceover and music, that acts as a transition to or from content segments in the show, just like this one coming up.
Expert Spot.
So, the individual segments are edited, post-processed, and allocated in the running order. All the theme music and incidental music, trailers, bumpers, beds, and stingers are lined up. It's just like a big model kit laid out ready to be put together. It's time to assemble the show. I assemble each episode as a multi-track project in Audacity. As they say in the British Parliament, order, order. The easiest thing to do is order the tracks vertically to start playing in the linear order in which they appear in the show. Now what I should do is use one track per item instance, even if I include multiple instances of a theme or a bed or a stinger through the show. This would make it easier to edit any single track without messing up the cues or the timing anywhere else. However, if I do that, I end up with between 18 and 24 tracks in one edit window, which invariably results in a lot of scrolling up and down. And since I have to scroll from side to side across the length of the show, I prefer not to be scrolling in both directions if I can avoid it. So what I often do is use one track per item type. I might put all of Vicky's trailers on the same track, all the segment titles on another, all the bed music on another. This makes it easier to see the whole show in one edit window without the vertical scrolling. But the price is paid in any edits that I make. If I cut, trim, or insert into any of those tracks, it messes up any linear cues occurring after the edit. It's possible to drag tracks up and down to reorder them in the edit window, which I mainly use to bring together related tracks so I can sync the transitions, the fades, the envelopes, and so on. The mute and solo buttons are very useful, temporarily silencing or auditioning tracks, or for checking levels or envelope settings. Time shift, align, and snap. The Audacity tool for time shift allows you to drag a section of audio across the timeline to advance or retard when it plays. By default, you get a yellow highlighter, which snaps to the start and end points of other tracks in the timeline. Audacity assumes you don't want overlapping tracks and want to know where everything starts and finishes. It's fine for a rough cut, but it usually needs manual adjustment to get the timing right. And I will certainly need to make additional edits for cueing and music breaks while I'm assembling the show. In Audacity, my assembly tools are Insert Silence, the Trim Tool, Envelope Tool, and Amplify. So, what's the secret of comedy? Timing. It's an old joke, I know. Okay, timing, or more accurately, pacing the show, can be tricky, and it's a matter of personal judgment. You may think the shows are too slow, or too fast, or just that Dave Wilkins speaks at warp factor 6 all of the time. I'm a self-confessed news junkie, podcast junkie, and radio junkie. So I like to think I have a reasonable feel for pace, for length of segments, and whether or not we're going to bore the audience, although I may be completely wrong about all of those. In the mix, all my music tracks start life just as loud as the speech tracks, which means in good radio fashion, I need to mix down the levels of music and speech. That means playing in the music at volume for maximum dramatic impact, then take it down just before the speech begins, because we want to hear the vocals. Mostly, the theme and incidental music starts loud, then fades down to run out as a bed under the speech. If the bed is too loud, it drowns the speech, which is the content. If the bed is so low it becomes a mosquito buzz in the background, that's just a waste, or at worst, it becomes irritating. In order to get gradual fade up and down of music either side of the vocals, I use the envelope tool. By inserting and dragging envelope edit points, I can set the level over time to give me a sharp or gradual fade up or down. I may create a complex envelope shape to introduce a segment, fill between the titles and the start of the speech, bed the start of the piece, then fade out to leave the speech running. Envelope is a non-destructive filter which applies the effect over the original audio. You can cancel the envelope changes and get back to the source recording at any time, unlike if you apply the fade filters, which are destructive in place. Sometimes I use the fade in and fade out tools when I know absolutely when a track is coming or going over a fixed time. But if you get it wrong, you have to delete the track and then re-import the audio back in. At some point, you have to stop editing and go for a final mixdown and export the show. That'll be in part 5, packaging and posting the show.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.